Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 47.
Hey. Wow.
That'll do.
40.
Favorite number. Are we going to do anything for 50?
Do you mean you or the episode numbers?
You've not got one left, have you?
Which one's going to come first?
Start again.
This week I'm joined by, I can't believe it's not Munter, Max Smith.
Max Smith, I'm back, baby. I've been gone for a few months.
You were here last week.
God, time just so just drags, doesn't it?
Yeah, the intros. Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thanks, Stephen.
For listeners, he's got a top hat on.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And speaking of a top hat to a bottom, it's Cameron Green.
Greeny.
Yep. See Jimmy G.
Yep.
You've never quite found your feet with the intro. It's always been a sort of...
I think about it a little bit. I think, oh, what can I say? And then you just pick on me.
John,
then
now,
you,
look,
then you pick on me.
Don't put this on
me.
Stephen. Do it yourself right now. Just say something mental down the camera.
Just...
Or the mic.
Or to Mr. Topper.
Lot of
That's
pressure.
Fine.
Come on.
I'd eat your bum without asking.
That's mental.
That's a crime.
Yeah, a little bit of context missing there, isn't there?
Oh, no, there is.
What context?
Crazy.
What do you mean,
oh, no. That's
not Riz.
That's
where he's
no.
My Riz.
That is fucking mental.
It's like when...
my Riz was a crime.
It's like when Austin Powers lost his mojo. The old me'd have got away with that. I'd have been gobbling away by now.
You could do
without,
it in the 60s.
Without asking. Bloody hell.
No, baby, no.
What an intro.
And behind the desk, we have the cheeky owl, Ethan James.
Hoot, 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 here in front of the hooting pod.
Oh, hey. You're branching out.
Hey, that's good. That's good. Just get me
beaking. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Get me claws on this pod. Yeah.
Your eyes look more manic than normal.
Thank you. That's because I've just had a few chorizo muffins and I'm just feeling brilliant about life.
Yeah, the corridor outside stinks.
It does stink.
Yeah, it does.
Stinks of
your bedroom
muffin.
Smells like... Eggy muffin.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
Your mammy's eggy muffin, aren't you?
It's a chorizo.
I love it when she calls me that.
You've got the same haircut as Cameron.
No, don't say that to Cam, all right? That's nasty.
It's really nasty.
Stylish guy.
Stylish
guy. Nasty
is saying
that.
Horrible, Max. Apologise to the guest.
I'm so sorry.
Apologise to Ethan.
Ethan, mate, honestly, both of you.
Apologise to both of them.
Guys,
they both just realised how stupid their hair looks. Can't come for me, mate. I'm losing my hair.
How long have we been going now?
You're losing your hair?
Nah, we all are. Oh, that's it for Max, yeah.
Well, do you know what? A lot of mine comes out when I wash it.
That's why I don't wash, it.
I do wash.
No.
Crazy place to go, mate.
What, the shower?
Oh, fucking, I've had enough of you, mate. Yeah?
Garden hose outside. Neighbours holding it.
What are we doing like
that? I don't know. We're getting a bit of motion as you cleaned it, Wash. Cam, let's get on to your crippling M&S addiction. Last time we saw you, you had an abundance of coats. For listeners, he is dressed in a rather snazzy cardigan, which is so in...
This is Ben Sherman there, the sale on.
Wow.
I kind of got over my Marks and Spencer's addiction by swapping it out for just sales of other assorted brands.
Wow, that's how you get over addictions, isn't it? You just swap it out for...
Swap it for a different addiction.
They're like methadone.
Where's your coat from?
M&S.
Are you aware of his coat?
So he texted me when he got it and was like, you won't believe what I've done.
I don't know if I said it like that.
Did you leave it open ended?
I've done something.
I've done something awful.
But first.
But luckily, my mind.
I look good while I was doing it.
But my mind instantly went to M&S. And then he told me he got this lovely coat in the M&S sales, and I've been dying to see it, but he hasn't shown me yet. So that's what's keeping me
it's
going.
It's in the room.
Yes. And since then, you've stopped shopping at M&S.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Are you kidding?
Nasty and targeted.
I got a
stop shopping at Munton Smith.
Munton Smith.
Yeah,
it's good that. Yeah.
New shop I'm working on, guys. Check it out on the socials.
How far have you got with it?
I mean, right now, I've come up with a great name for it.
Yep. What's Munton Smith going to sell?
Sound like a gun maker. I don't want to put you down, but Smiths is already sort of taken by W.H. Smiths.
Yeah. You know, and Smiths. Toy Story store.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Munton S.
What if you get kids looking for their birthday present in your shop? What are they getting?
Oh, what a leather.
This is his character from last week, Ned Flanders.
That's good, isn't it? Loves my fish.
What?
Flounder is a type of fish.
Okay, well, too educated for me.
A fish superstore.
You've fucking done everyone there, mate.
That's how you do it, mate. Yeah.
Like a kipper.
Well done, mate. Well done.
He's not codding.
Yeah, the time and a place.
Yeah.
Where were we, sorry?
I'm thinking listening to the Sean Bean birdwatching podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that all about? Things.
Going to Cologne tomorrow.
Ignore that.
That'll be fun. Gonna go to a chocolate factory.
Just have your own conversation, that's fine.
What did you say?
No, don't worry about it. Cologne sounds beautiful.
Yeah, Cologne's good. Yeah, nice. You could do with some, mate, yeah?
Ooh. Right.
That's
the most offensive thing yet. Do you want to smell? Do you want to tell me?
I'm still getting me.
This doesn't work, mate. Does it?
Are you kidding? You're still getting me? Come over here and sniff on this, mate.
Givenchy,
yeah?
No, you're overpowering Givenchy.
Who?
Givenchy.
I don't know him.
Only the orange weather warning in Cologne today, so that's a laugh.
That's lovely. Well, yeah. We had hail here, so.
Yeah.
All hail Givenchy, I guess.
Been before?
The witch, how long for?
Have you been before?
Oh, no, never been to Cologne before. But we're staying just over the road from a chocolate factory.
Ooh.
And there's a mustard museum around the corner.
Oh, I know. Is that the way you are? Near the river?
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you know that? Yeah.
Will we see you in the chocolate factory, sir?
Yeah, we've used that joke before.
I mean, Willy Wonka.
Famous clip, yeah.
Willy Wonka with the top hat.
That's where you're going, is it?
Oh, that's not a good look,
pal. Fella over here giving me grief.
That's not a good look, pal. That's very defensive. Mr. Top Hat.
You've already said I stink. You know, why would I not be defensive? Bloody hell.
You can stink of something lovely, can't
Chucky.
You?
You can.
Because you stink of perfume.
You stink of success.
No, we have the most successful chocolatier on this side of the Rhine.
The catty chocolatier. My hair's just coming out in the chocolate. Showering in the chocolate fountain. Hate crimes every day. Stop taking pictures. Slide picture from an Umbel Umper. You're orange.
So yeah, it'd be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, yeah.
Would you be startled at all if there was like a factory tour and there was just five?
There is.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, only five of us on the tour.
Yeah, and they all sort of fit the bill of the different characters. And you got one called Charlie and Mike TV, and you're there.
Yeah. Well, my valet Beauregard, am I?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you seem to get into trouble first.
Lose your balance.
help tell me what you did and I'll do the exact opposite thing.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just using all the same jokes again.
Yeah, I think
except it's
I'm just getting Vietnam flashbacks.
No.
Oh,
Mr. I love chewing gum
in as well.
Nah, he hasn't, mate. No, he's not again.
Oh. He's in the kids pool.
It's not looking good for these two.
Why is every job the river had a kids pool? Why has he brought a kids pool into this after he what sort of fucking place is it? Hey guys, here's a what. You can eat anything you want in this room. By the way, there's a kids pool over there. If anyone's brought any kids, I'm not gonna be doing the tour. I'm gonna be in the kids pool with them.
The room
it's
that my told not
factory.
To go in.
You can do what I want.
Just feeling up and pull up and then seeing it from the front. Oh, forget it.
Not again.
You big tease.
You're fired.
Waste of a hard on. Oh. So that'd be fun.
Yeah,
really looking forward to it now.
Yeah. Could be on the same flight. I reckon he's going private.
You think I'm going?
Well, if you've got a factory there, mate.
Mate, no. I work from home. Got my own kids pool there.
There's a pipe that goes directly to the kids pool.
It's a water slide that circumnavigates the globe all the way to Cologne. Takes me about 2 months to get there because the water pressure's not high enough, so I have to sort of push myself down.
Dead children on the way.
Oh, that's where I left them. Okay, no.
You know what really grinds my gears? It's not your driving, it's just sort of going into a Moldovan road.
It was a fence.
You go on holiday and you land, and then it's, oh, I don't want to turn on my data. It's going to cost me a fortune. You get that text message from your network saying, oh, if you want to do this, it's going to cost you £5 a day.
Or if, like me, you have no automatic data roaming, you're scratching around to try and get on Wi-Fi to purchase some more.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, I hate
going
that.
Into cafes, making, you know, small talk. This is where an eSIM comes in handy. Let me tell you about Saley. And you don't have to get to that country by boat. Saley is a new eSIM service app brought to you by the creators of NordVPN.
Ooh, oh, I love them, yeah.
eSIM cards are SIM cards that you put digitally into your phone. They give you local data from whatever country you're in and doesn't mess with your existing SIM card. Ayo, no more £5 a day, thanks.
Love that for them.
So with this, we won't have to worry about that. And no, they do some plans where it's unlimited data. So you could forget about sightseeing, doom scrolling.
That's it, take a bit of home with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, normally I just take my waffle maker.
You can choose from several affordable eSIM data plans in over 200 destinations.
That's so many destinations.
Really?
Max, an eSIM needs to be installed only once. So you don't have to install a new eSIM for each country. Wow, that's really pretty cool.
Easy as well, because literally you'll just get there, you buy it beforehand, activate it when you touch down, you're away.
Download Saley in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on screen. It's been on there for a while now, so you should have scanned it already.
So easy.
Use code TWNP at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the description box. That's down below for all you grandpas. Code TWNP at checkout to get 50% off our first purchase. They've put our because we're all going together.
Ooh.
Thank you, Saley. And cheers, NordVPN. Max.
Hello, mate.
You speaking about being proper busy. Can we hear some of the stuff that you've been up to?
Yes. Do you know, just a lot of work. I've managed to get Ryan a job.
Who's I ever managed to get Ryan a job?
You've got Ryan a job?
Yes, I called him last night. I said, Ryan, you're in luck. We got a job 5 days a week. Last job that I offered him, it was like 5 hours a week. So okay. We didn't want that.
And you only got one of those hours.
Well, exactly. So this new one, 5 days a week, called him up last night. Got you a job, Ryan? No, I don't want it.
What?
Oh. What's the job?
At my work.
Bar.
So like
bar
full
staff.
Time.
Bar staff.
Yeah, he said when he did the trial shift, he realised he didn't like bar work.
And then he acted upset about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan.
Mate, I don't know where he has, his head is.
Yeah. Got that. Because when I was telling him about my bar, he was like, he was after a job and he was insulted where I didn't. Where
yeah,
I said, no, maybe not.
I think that's just banter, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
But Ryan doesn't do banter.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, do you know what?
So at this point, it's like, I just can't offer him a job again.
When Ryan first ever heard of the job, and we mentioned cocktails, he was talking himself out of it then, really, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he excited until you put the top hat on and told him about all the stuff he'd have to do, the non-negotiable duties?
This is coming from a guy who said he'd eat my ass without consent. So I'm not having any of this fucking shit from you, Cameron.
I never said without consent. I never said
without asking.
Asking.
Which could be any time without my
implied consent.
Is there implied consent?
I don't think I'd ever imply any. You're on all fours,
mate. He was eating your ass for 20 minutes before you realised we were watching. You can't pull the consent card then. Wait a minute.
Is this part of the talk?
Eat that chocolate, come on.
Have you been in the river this morning?
No.
Well, you're the one getting your arse. You wouldn't have brown around your lips. He was.
Yeah, so he's asking if I've been at the river.
No, saying they were asking him.
No. Max's mouth is covered in brown.
No, it is. Yeah. No, it was.
He's been at the kids' pool.
It was.
I drove across it with his face covered in it.
Oh, no.
That's part of it. That's a callback to the Patreon episode.
In the future. A callback. It didn't land now, but it's going to be a real hit in the future when you rewatch this after the Patreon.
Only £3 a month to understand what that joke meant.
Going to get so many reef from requests.
Re? And I cut my finger. Great week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not on purpose.
When you say you cut it, is there a big slice? No plaster?
See Noah Lang's finger, Anfield. Oh!
No, I didn't see it.
Nasty, though.
Oh, it's like come off the bone.
It's fucked.
Yeah,
it's
awful.
Goalkeeper.
Went straight, winger, straight into the advertising hall.
There was something behind that. I think
they bought advertising?
I don't know, it's different in every country.
Ian Hinsel, about yourself.
That's good. Yeah, well done, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, watch out, Ian.
If he was in Booper, Ian Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Hip Hop, yeah.
Hip Hop.
Could you play Skepta, please?
Oh, that's good.
That's grime, it's not Hip Hop.
Stupid.
Stupid. You're getting torn apart in the comments again. Tom, could you possibly follow?
Could I follow that?
Ian Hinsel up in Booper.
Well, I've been working similar, but unpaid work, just setting the bar.
Fucking had you, mate.
Well, you know, I'm investing in my
giving
future.
Giving your dad slops again.
For free. Oh. Mental, bruv.
With what you're paying.
Get your mental brother to do it. You're rubbish, you.
So, yeah, I've been working away in the bar.
What bar?
I accidentally flooded the place.
Oh, God. Which was, with people.
Oh, I wish, Stephen. I wish. No, I was trying to paint around these taps, which were, I thought were off. I thought they'd been
beer
disconnected.
Taps.
No, they're just water taps.
Regular water taps.
That's all you serve.
Fucking boring bar, isn't it?
Water and a few bottles of Kolsch that can, bro.
Stink of weed when you open them.
Oh, wait, that's Ryan, the shizzy bar staff.
He's crying upstairs.
It's not even an upstairs, it's just on the roof.
Crouch down.
Great bar, though.
Well, it's not a bar yet. It's just a room, really, that I'm painting.
A project.
It's a project, yes.
Sorry.
What do you mean, sorry?
It does seem a little bit patronising. You've got a whole chocolate factory running perfectly.
So perfect, man. All to my design.
keep going. Every door we take leads us to the kids' pool.
It's just a centrepiece of the factory. You don't even make chocolate here.
You can lick the walls and my skin, children. What does it taste like?
It's just a part of the wall that.
You part painted of the wall like
that just looks man checked.
Does it taste like cotton candy? Tastes like salt and grit.
Just keep licking.
Anyway, I missed last week, and so a lot happened on the podcast. Ethan let the bots into the comments saying this is better. But I was I went to a premiere with Max on the Monday, and he didn't speak about this. Maybe, you know,
I thought
it'd be
good for me and you to speak about, as opposed to just me just using up
off
that great
camera.
Chat. No, I didn't want to be like, hey guys, this is something I did with Stephen.
So you got some great chat for once.
He does have some great chat. Max, take it away.
Hey guys, cast your mind back a few weeks ago.
Nah.
A few weeks ago. We're talking
a Monday.
February.
Okay, a few weeks in front of that.
Ooh, we're back
January.
In the present day.
Okay. So somewhere in between all of that.
Ooh.
Cast that mind back, baby, but not too far. I was called by my good friend Stephen.
Hi.
What did he call you?
He called me Max on the phone call.
Okay.
After the phone call, I don't know. That's for him to say, really. That's his side of the story.
I think I do call you Max on the phone.
No.
No. It's normally some sort
Max
of...
Max Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were having a great chat, and Stephen invited me to a premiere.
Yeah.
Or premier, if you're from France. Or, I don't know how the Spanish say it. To go and see Last One Laughing.
Yeah, man.
Season 2 in London.
The whole series?
No,
two episodes.
Ah, very cool. And I said, Stephen, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you meet people from the show?
I met Stephen at the...
I'm not in the
train.
Show.
No, he wasn't.
Sorry.
Met him on the train. Ah, right.
Yeah. Oh, and if you ever get the train to London, hit up Coach G. Because
no. Coach G is like a really good coach.
Yeah.
Coach G.
But I feel like if everyone knows the secret, then...
No one listens. We got there and we went to this sort of restaurant thing. That was the meeting point. Oh. And then Max Fosch was there. And then there's some other sort of
big
creators,
names.
Comedy creators.
Isaac HP.
Yeah. There was Charlie Marlowe, who went to Salford Uni. And now she was doing the Brit's Red Carpet the other week. You know, some of us just have to muck about with the host in a stupid hotel room and not get invited. You know, losers and losers. But we were there, and they were offering free drinks. Yeah. Max came up with the phrase, "Well, I can't say no," which I got tired of when it was said for the fifth time.
I used to about 10. Do you know, honestly, it's really good to have that sort of just chat with the wait staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Free drinks, though.
Free drinks. Can't say no.
But it was
just kept bringing it to me.
It's bonkers. It was a Monday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And, so you get drunk.
Yeah.
He was riding a wave.
It was a good wave to ride.
Yeah. Yeah, we were with Isaac HB. It was fun. And if you've ever seen him on TikTok, he's done loads of... educate yourself.
You would recognise him.
We got taken off to the cinema, and that's where we watched the first two episodes, and the cast were there. Not all the cast, though. Some of them are busybodies. Mm. Then they did a Q&A with Richard Osman, because apparently he has to do everything. And then...
Richard Osman?
Yeah.
What's
he got to
do
with
it? Why did they do a Q&A with him?
I heard apparently he works for the same production company.
But they were talking about how the show took a lot longer than 6 hours to film.
Yeah.
It was like 10 or 12 hours.
So they fake it then?
Well, I think it is
we were there to
six
show
hours.
Liars, you liars.
He was drunk.
What are we going to do to him, Richard? What should we do to him?
Can't say no. And then they sort of have this bit where we had to get pictures. And it was horrible because you're in this room with everyone was there, like, you know, Dickie Osman was there, Alan Carr, all the cast are in there. And then you walk along this wall getting your picture taken. I absolutely hated it. Yeah. Smith, based
cool,
on your
man.
Pictures, you were... No, I didn't look cool. I looked like a little
cool,
boy. You look cool. You were posing, which is, you know...
What was your pose?
Some thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah. It's sort of my thing in pictures now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's your thing.
I've copied it. I'm making a lot of money from it, actually.
With but the hat, the way you did that, you kind of look like the M'Lady memes.
Thanks, mate, yeah. You look a bit like Ethan, mate, fucking dickhead, mate.
Handsome,
what's the M'Lady meme?
M'Lady, fat old neckbeard.
That's not what I meant.
It's a fat man.
M'Lady.
Yeah, cheers, Cam. Yeah,
I bet you do better than the meme.
Not
that's
what
really
I meant.
Good what
thank you. Thank you.
Can I see one more time?
M'Lady.
Yeah,
it's good.
Lots more charisma in that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You could be the new meme. You
fuck
lady
off. Fucking fat neck
money, man.
Beard. Yeah,
money.
I love that money,
what
man.
What would you do if the production company tweeted afterwards the star of M'Lady Me attended the premiere?
You're enjoying that, aren't you, Cam? Yeah. You're enjoying your little joke, aren't you? Yeah? I think you realise that M'Lady meme, he does that. He doesn't do that, actually. So, somebody doesn't know their memes.
Thumbs up, M'lady.
I wish.
A little bit of chocolate on the end of the thumb.
Oh, what, sorry?
A little bit of chocolate on the end of the thumb.
Tip this out, it just pours out.
Pardon?
Yeah, it just pours out. Always keep a stash of chocolate. Anyway, the show was good. It was fun watching it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, yeah.
I was sat in front of a big laugher. Because right at the start, they said, "We got a message from someone." I said, "Was it Jeff Bezos?" And he laughed. I thought, "Oh, that's hilarious, Stephen." Then he laughed at everything. Anything that sort of could possibly be a joke, he's going, "He was one of those guys." And when they were about to play the message, Max then goes, "Hello, you." When it was quite quiet, he said it laughed.
Did anyone laugh at that one?
I was loving it.
Everyone got up and just went.
Yeah. That's the show.
Season
guys.
Three.
It's you and Harvey Price.
Say it and I say it.
And he's just going, M'lady.
Stealing my bit, mate.
Yeah, you argue with Harvey Price.
That's my
that.
Fucking bit, mate.
Redcon.
Ain't no one laughing at that.
No guest appearances. No one enters that. It's been 4 weeks. No one's laughed.
Season. Jimmy Carr's fucked off.
Season one of No One's Laughing.
I do want to say, I'm actually quite funny, though. So, you know, cheers, guys. Maybe write in the comments, Max, you are one funny bastard. Smash that like button and pay £3 for the Patreon.
They're writing all that.
You know somebody is now.
Yeah. Cheeky, cheeky viewer. So yeah, we got the train back home. So basically, it was like an after party, but we had to get the train.
Yeah, we had to go.
So I was like, Max, I'm just nipping to the toilet. Went to the toilet, came back. Max had half a drink.
Guess where the other half was, eh?
Go on.
On the floor.
In my belly. On the floor.
With the rest of Max.
Still had half in the glass though. Very talented.
So the train ride
it's
home.
Difficult with free bars.
It's very tempted. But they had champagne, so I'm not a big fan of it.
The champers, mate.
Yeah.
The headache though from champers.
Don't get it, mate.
The hangover.
Not to sound grateful, but if it wasn't a Monday, maybe would have drank a bit more.
Yeah. Sort out Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, these kooky creative types take a day off whenever they like.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, what did I have? I didn't have anything.
Were you working Tuesday?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
But then the train ride home, we were playing I Spy, and I just kept annoying Max.
Shock.
And we were in like an empty carriage, and Max just kept going, "No! No!" I saw two women walk into our carriage and then walk straight back out.
Yeah, because they saw Stephen. They were like, "Not staying here with this mid guy."
But from the angle,
I saw women coming in the other way, and they were just stood there going, "Wow, you got it, man." Honestly, the whole trip was weird. There's like 50 of them just going, "Oh,
that is weird."
Yeah,
weird.
Crazy, mate. Give us your number, boo.
Didn't hear any of this.
Yeah,
you're just screaming, "No, no."
Huh?
I heard the boo.
To be fair, I didn't hear the rest of it, so.
Then I had a Chris MD video. That's why I missed this. Isn't that the biggest crime of them all?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Missing this for
Shocking.
Chris MD. Yeah.
And I bet it's going to be shit.
Mate, he has massively lost it in a football respect.
Really?
Yeah.
He's more like this guy nowadays.
Oh, really? That's bad.
And then Thursday, I was doing a Sidemen video in the north, so that was appealing. So I thought, don't have to travel, really.
Busy week, can you?
This is very rare for me. And I got to pick who I was going to be with out of all these other people. And I went with a guy called Heinz Baines, I think is.
Recognise the name.
Yeah. He's one of the Bov boys. I thought, I've never met him, so it'd be fun to spend the day with him. I don't think either of us had fun because of the video, not because of, our lack of charisma and chat.
Yeah.
But
there was chemistry.
Yeah, he was good fun.
Okay.
I walked 13 and a half kilometres, which isn't
bad, mate.
Yeah, the premise for a fun video. I'm sure you guys did more when you were walking back from Sheffield or wherever it was in that video we did.
That was a walk and a half, wasn't it? Mate.
But you know, I enjoyed every second of it.
Stretching you out on the side of the road.
Yes. Yeah.
Love a gape. Should we start the video now, guys? Listen to the side, man.
Guess where KSI is.
I did watch some of the podcast that I missed.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan's eye rubbing has got to a point where he needs to see a specialist, I think. Because he's not listening, but he's just rubbing his eye when people are laughing.
And just chuckles a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's sort of his tell when he doesn't know what's going on.
Because we worked out.
Yeah, right.
The last year's best clip was the Rizzler, where Max fancied the Rizzler.
A good one, yeah.
And we had to then sort of form a clip around it where he didn't seem like a beater.
Brilliant, thanks. Because I always announce my crushes by just having my whiteboard that I just go, "Hey guys!" I manically cackle for about 2 minutes and then go,
"Women getting on the train,
crush announcement."
It just says, "You," spinning round on the seat.
And they're meant to be at the airport. Just anyway, so.
They turn around, running after him.
So, Ryan, I've decided she'll never return to the podcast.
Whoa.
Unless he makes us laugh with his "You Laugh, You Lose."
A lot of pressure on that.
Dear.
Well, he did an awful one last week. And I said,
last week's was criminal. It was...
really unfunny.
Yeah.
It was him and Dave doing an audition for a kid's show.
Like a genuine audition.
But it was like an actual audition.
So it was like, hey, that kind of vibe. Like, to get a bit of a double act. Yeah.
Okay. Ethan... You have the tape, I believe, because he sent it to you and you watched it despite possibly taking part.
Boo.
Boo.
Yes, and you will see me get punished for that on the Patreon, so go see that. Yes. That was annoying. Thank you, Ryan, for grasping on me, the little twat. I shall now present you with the video.
How should we all be on one couch?
I think so.
This background looks nice, so you should definitely come and join us.
It's just more work for us, isn't it? Lazy bones.
Ryan, I spoke to him today, and he said it's taken all bloody week. Good job he doesn't have a career, because this has taken so much of his time. Mm. And I imagine this is going to be his showreel for 2026. Ready?
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I've got an egg on my head. Ah! And now I've got egg on my face. Ah, fuck! I've got egg on my face. Ah, shit! I've got egg on my face. Ah, Dave, mate, you can calm down. Ah, Dave, calm down a bit. Ah, shit! I've got egg on my face and my foot. Ah, Dave, stop now. Stop. Dave, stop. 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 This is going too far, mate.
I wish I hadn't left.
All week.
I wish I hadn't left.
Okay, so it's you next week then.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't left.
Do you think it deserved it?
No.
That was awful.
It's pathetic that I laughed at that. That's really rubbish.
Because that now makes me feel that every funny thing I say that Stephen laughs at, it's not real.
It's just annoying that
you're at least Ryan doesn't have to be on next week, though. Got rid of him.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, we have some brilliant celebrity gossip. And this week, I thought, change it up a little.
Oh, okay.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon seen arguing in the street as 24 years of marriage looks to be over.
They were married for 24 years? No. No. Brother's wife? Yeah. No, Catherine of Aragon.
No.
Wrong one.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It was the bloody right one.
Was it?
Yeah, Catherine of Aragon.
Catherine
Spanish
of Aragon.
And he created the Church of England so he could marry her.
Mm. Divorce her. Somebody come get her.
So he could marry Anne Boleyn.
Thank you, Harry, Henry.
Great gossip, though.
Yeah,
Juicy.
I have a great talking point for you folks.
I really like that. I actually really like that.
Fine men.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a tweet, and maybe the last tweet I look at, because I hate Twitter now.
Post.
Water bottle leaking in your bag is a top 10 worst experience. Clock it.
Yeah, clock that.
Can we get the other 9?
Yogurt leaking in your bag.
Right, I think you've focused just too much on that.
The yogurt's worse than a water bottle.
See, I mean, I've got one more bag-related one. An old banana that you forgot about.
So if finding something in your bag you've forgotten about.
Yeah, so no, but the banana bursts because it's gone off, and then a banana bursts.
Are you just adding to this?
These are just...
No. It's the nature bag. of the banana.
I lost my first ever phone because...
So it was the talent talking then, Ethan?
Sorry, Tom. Tom, I was just going to say...
Do you need more wax strips?
No. I was just saying, Tom.
I'd feel better if I could wax him.
Someone stood in my bag when it was in the school corridor and there was a banana.
Why are you lying in the school corridor?
No, I wasn't. And the banana went in the phone and destroyed the phone.
Oh.
So I just added to it. That's
all
I was
doing.
Or
the phone destroyed the banana.
Yeah.
Or the phone destroyed man.
Oh, that's so true. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Great title.
Up on my phone for 5 hours. Back.
That's 1 to 9, baby.
Scrolling. Life.
sorry.
So yogurt and banana leaking in your bag is taking up 2 of the slots.
No, I don't think it's
the existential dread of smartphone addiction seems to have taken precedence over smartphones and bags. I'd also say milk. You know, you got milk in your bag.
With the bag one, I think if you guys ever had it where you'd, you know, 6 week break or
in
two
a relationship.
Week holiday Easter, no, and then you come back to your bag and you realise, oh, I forgot to empty it on the last day.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, I never had this problem because I ate
moldy
everything.
Moldy butties.
Moldy butties. Yes.
Bananas are that thing for me. Yeah.
Stop going on about fucking bananas.
Oh, no, I said anything about that.
My God.
When you're halfway through eating, or you've almost finished eating a sandwich,
a banana,
or a food, and you spot mould on it.
Yeah.
You think, I've been eating that.
Yeah.
Oh, that really puts me off it.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? You're eating it for the mould.
Yeah.
Are they sandwich on this?
It's very easy on a banana.
Yeah, horrible, yeah.
Standing in wet dog poo.
That's what I was going to say. You know when you're walking down the street and you feel that little skid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful, mate. Awful. That's got to be up there with one of the worst.
When it stinks, because dog poo just fucking reeks.
Make a form of dog poo that smells good and I'll be standing it all day.
Yeah.
I was wearing white trainers and white pants last time.
For all dog poo manufacturers.
White pants?
White pants, and then I stood in dog poo. And I went to the sink in work and started to get it off. Under the sink.
Get
but
off.
Then it kind of splashed onto my trousers and I was like, no! And the dog poo.
Can I put white pants in when someone convinces you to
buy white realising pants. You're wearing white pants.
I was meant to be the dojo.
Just start spreading the poo around just to make
I've
got my brown pants on now.
Yeah, I wish I'd thought of that.
Goddamn white stains on my brown pants. Stupid stinky white stain.
You won't believe what I've just stood in.
Pants are spotless, rest of his covered. What's that smell? Oh, that's Givenchy. We're going to do some work around here.
Back under the sink. When the soup of the day is carrot and coriander.
No.
Don't mind that.
Why would you do that?
Don't mind a bit of
carrot. That's just
carrot
them trying to get rid of a load
soup.
Of old carrot and coriander.
Shitty carrots. Minging coriander.
Oh, waste great of herb. Coriander.
Carrot and coriander, Sean.
An elite
cack.
Herb.
Yes.
He's got you there.
Or coriander.
What's the best soup it could be?
Coronation Street Omnibus, it sounds.
Sorry?
Best soup it could be.
Ooh, ham and pea.
I like mushroom.
Ham and pea.
Ham and pea.
Who's pea?
Goodbye, Muslims. Goodbye, vegans. Goodbye, vegetarians.
Yeah, okay.
Goodbye,
Chinese
people.
Okay. No problems here.
Sorry, I'm not eating my food to make...
To appease the Muslims. Yeah.
Ham and peas.
That's great news!
Thanks. It's not news, Max. When you said you're up to date with the news, you've just written a joke book. Shitty puns. Tim Vine's my favourite journalist.
Send him over to Iran.
Only Christmas crackers.
You wouldn't believe what's in the papers today.
Sat in a gentleman's club. Cheap joke books.
Fucking beaner.
Well, that's me caught up for today.
It's a sorry state of affairs here. When you wake up with a sore neck. The next 5 hours ruined.
Take some ibuprofen there. Don't let it ruin your day.
I don't think this really works when you just give good sound advice. You've got to sort of ruminate in the horror.
Should we give bad advice?
Yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, that's some bad advice.
Go back to bed. Sleep on it worse.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah.
Wasn't that just sort of, it ruined the conversation in the same way that
fucking
delivery place messing up your order.
Oh, that is bad.
Well, like Amazon or a restaurant.
No, like a restaurant when they mess up your food or they give you the wrong order and someone's ordered some shit.
Do you know, we got we ordered like loads of food once from McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
And like the bag that our burgers were meant to be in was swapped with somebody else's order. So we were like, okay, let's see what they've ordered. Opened it was just packets of sauce.
Oh.
It's like, all right, so somebody else is out there with like five burgers.
And they're still moaning about the sauce.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably, yeah.
That's
greedy fuckers.
Yeah. I once ordered from, I think it was KFC, it might have been.
Yeah, nice, good.
And when it arrived, they just gave us four portions of chips. We'd ordered like meals.
Yeah.
And then I called up, or went to call the place, and it was shut for the night.
Oh, that's awful.
This was in St. Helens, nonetheless. I was livid.
I've got one that annoys me a lot.
Go on.
You know when you knock something, and you're like, you'll knock something like... just
like a friend's confidence.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh,
I don't think I could.
Yeah. You can try it. Yeah.
You want me to try it?
Not now.
Right.
I don't. Please.
I haven't done that, surely.
Oh, you're look at that. Toxic.
Look how happy you are when you're with me, eh? Giggling
some
away.
Some days. Yeah.
You're not like a I don't know. Let's say you're just not that pen.
Yeah.
But then it hits something else that just falls over and breaks. It's like.
Yeah.
It's all
the
like.
Knock on effect.
Yeah. The domino effect. But it happened so much to me. I just accidentally just tapped something. That
calamitous. Was it
Xin Fei? Shui. Yeah.
That's what ended the troubles. Someone knocked a pen.
Think of Xin Fei, aren't you?
Sign of peace treaty.
Calamitous Xin Fei.
They didn't mean to do any of the things that happened. It was just
someone knocked over a pen. Yeah. Next thing you know,
that was us.
ripping your pants at the crotch.
Oh, the disco.
Especially at school, or ripping them at the disco. Yeah,
So many times.
You know, because then your ass is on show. You've got to try and get home. If you've not got PE that day, you're really scuppered.
Mm-hmm. Did that on the last day of school when everyone's taking photos. So on my Facebook, I'm sat next to someone and she's like sat there smiling for this photo and I've got my legs like crossed fully over with my blazer tucked around like fucking nappy.
Like, a little sumo.
It's still there. Yeah, and I was large. And they're all still on Facebook, these photos. I can't bring myself to take them off.
I'll throw some of them up now.
Please no.
when you're using your soap and it either breaks or something.
The soap breaks?
Like when you're at the end, of your bar of soap and you're like, oh, maybe I've got one use left.
Do you not mush them together to make super soaps?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite fun.
How many soaps do you think I've got?
You push it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a new bar.
I'm not
the great thing about soap.
Yeah, I'll try this
when
out.
It breaks up, just smush it
in. Yeah,
into.
Smush time.
Keep all your soaps, make super soaps.
Well, a bath one for me when I used to live when I was a young boy, and I'd be in the bath and then I'd go, oh, what's all these little bits? And mother or sister had shaved their legs in the bath.
No.
Being the youngest has its flaws.
Speaking of shaving, when your electric razor dies halfway through the shave.
There's a patch there.
Yeah.
So there's that weird patch in your beard.
Aww.
What's that? What is that?
I think he's trying out the knocking a friend's confidence.
That's awful.
At least you're a friend, then.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. It's one of the worst things.
You got me stinky earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That might be me.
When I wash my hair, conditioner runs out so quick, so much quicker than the shampoo.
I'm noticing you've got a lot of problems with hygiene practices so far.
Oh, go on.
Well, you're just saying it.
Fucking
like,
go on,
I hate
mate.
Soap. I hate shampoo.
I didn't say I hate soap.
What's next?
I didn't say I hate soap. I said I have one issue with soap. Doesn't mean I hate it. Like right now, I've got one issue with you, and I don't hate you. I love you.
Oh.
Bottled that, didn't you?
I was on the ropes, man.
Don't you use less conditioner than you do shampoo?
I use more conditioner.
Do you?
I use more conditioner.
Shouldn't
do. You only a little bit.
Yeah. I think it'll go further than you think.
Yeah. No, we got thicker.
Further than you think.
Bro's got thicker.
Yeah, you can make your hair too soft as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
softer.
My hair's too soft. My lips
went
too
to
luscious.
London with
yes. My lobster too buttery.
Yeah, there you go. A little bit of lobster while I'm washing my hair.
Just in the bathroom. You know,
I hate when you're soaping down your lobster.
You're missing out, mate. Missing out.
Being followed by security in a shop. Fuck off.
Never
happened
to me. Trying to steal it.
It
happened to me. It happens to me quite a lot.
I remember. Yeah, it does.
Well, you're up to something.
Yeah.
It's because you look a bit shifty when you go in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have a kind of nervous energy.
Yeah,
you probably go like,
that's because I'm in public. It's not because I'm shoplifting.
Yeah, but if you walk into a shop, like, you know what I mean?
I'm there often enough that they should know. Oh, the boy who buys hummus and you know whatever else,
stealing hummus and carrots.
Perfect cover plan.
Yeah. But that really annoys me.
Just got a few Easter egg boxes down your trousers.
It does make me want to steal. Nothing makes me want to steal more like being followed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get whatever on you.
Yeah.
I never
have
do.
You ever tried? No, okay.
I really hate when people ask you to do a job for them and then they'll just stand there and watch you do it.
Ooh.
You know I mean?
Have you got something in mind?
Oh, just throughout history.
All right.
Well, my history.
The Egyptians, the pyramids. Mr. Topper, did you build the factory yourself? I did the kids' problem. Someone else would do it.
Dug the blowing it up for days on end.
That's the kids.
Do you know what? In my head, I've been picturing this real classy swimming pool, but it's just a bloody kids' paddling pool.
Why is it bloody?
That's so true. That's so true. Fuck. Oh. Get it replaced. Oh, God, no! When you, no!
When you step in water.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
When you're in the bathroom and you stood by the toilet with socks on. It doesn't happen often in life. But when you feel a wet patch like it's coming through your sock and you stood by the toilet, oh, I've stood in piss here.
Yeah, all poo.
Oh. You should be seeing that, mate.
So, anyone wear a dressing gown?
Yeah.
Dressing gowns are kind of annoying because I'll try and do things like wash the pots in them. And then it all gets down your sleeves.
Down, yeah.
And also, they just flap about a lot, so I'll knock things off the side in my dressing gown a lot.
Just roll them up.
I just find it's a lot of excess.
But yeah, I'd say just take it off.
It's dead comfy, man.
Yeah, man.
I love being in it.
What else?
When a homeless person asks for change, you guys, you know what? I don't have any. Got no change.
Straight chocky crumbs.
I think we're doing my change bit.
No, go on again.
I was
wondering, do you mean change in the financial or the pejorative sense?
Like, I can't do anything and I can't pay.
I wish we had housing reform. What do you want me to do about it? Fuck off.
Is the homeless person asking me for housing reform? Yeah, okay.
Mr. Topper.
I can do anything, surely.
With stray chalky bits,
the
real
bad
bit that gets me is when you then go to eat what you think is a chalky bit and it's just a bit of dirt or
poo. Just a little winnet.
From the bathroom chalky.
But obviously it seems like, just whatever. Like, it's that normal food crumbs when you're eating the chalky and, you know, you might get a few crumbs. Give it 20 minutes. You've got a melted chalky stain on your pants.
Yeah,
I've never had chocolate around for more than 20 minutes.
Once something's
a
crumb,
it's a small crumb that you didn't realise it.
No, I'd have.
Oh, you knew.
Yeah.
You chased that crumb down.
When you go like that, it just smears.
Dust.
Just dust,
mate.
When homeless people ask you for dust.
Pardon?
When homeless people ask you for dust.
My dust! Get your hands off it.
Just a mountain of dust under it.
Ethan, do you have any ones that you want to chuck in there?
Oh, the only one I could think of, Stephen, is recently I was cleaning the mould out of the tiles in the shower.
Horrible.
And I was wearing my famous black hoodie. And afterwards, I was having a look at the famous black hoodie and this pink all over the pocket, which is obviously a bleach stain.
Same thing happened to me a few months back.
Can't be fixed.
That's just reminding me of one.
Go on, Max.
When you do your laundry, you've left a bloody bit of tissue in the pocket.
Yes. Is it a black hoodie, did you say?
It's a black hoodie, Tom.
Just get a thing.
We're not doing that. We're not giving good tissue advice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, to top your tissue bit, Max.
That's it.
I can, I think.
It's not the spirit of this.
I recently, you weren't there for the Patreon episode, Stephen, but I did a murder mystery and I had a John Travolta outfit on with loads of glitter all over it. Put it in the dryer.
Should you put a picture of it in now?
Sure. There it is.
Oh, very tasteful.
Yeah, thank you. All the glitter is covered all over the flat now.
That's great.
300 pieces, but not only that, it's stuck to the other items of clothing.
Oh, that's horrific.
Each sock I have to pick one by one off each T-shirt.
Were you on camera wearing sequined tinsel-y bits or whatever it was called? Not tinsel.
I wasn't on camera doing it.
Why were you doing that then?
It was for someone's 50th. I did a murder mystery and it's called Tony Revolta.
Oh, nice.
You've got to be careful putting these cheap costumes.
Like, so horrible.
Cheap boy.
Keep the glitter on.
With your good clothes, you know.
You remember the story of the rainbow fish and it had all the rainbow scales?
And they put it in the washer.
Yeah. Like, I wish I looked as nice as the rainbow fish. So it sacrificed itself by jumping in the Beko combi dryer. That could be you, Ethan.
Could we have Stephen Lies, please?
Yeah, you can.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Cameron, do you want to begin us off?
Mm-hmm. Enjoying happy times with loved ones.
being happy and surrounded by loved ones.
Devil's threesome.
Being happy.
Okay, and the question is, what is the greatest achievement in life?
Well, they're all the same.
There's only one thing that brings a smile to my face.
What's the devil's threesome?
Oh, it's a devil's threesome, Stephen. Well, that's a threesome with two men.
And one woman,
and
I assume.
One woman, yes.
One woman.
Well, all right. Yeah.
What's the devil got to do with phrase? That?
Sorry?
What's the devil got to do with that? Oh, I guess the two horns.
I didn't coin the phrase.
Yeah. So that's the greatest achievement in life.
Yeah, I think if you can do that, you can do anything as a man. That's my belief.
We could
next
go out tonight
one,
and try and...
Yeah, me and you?
Yeah, I guess so.
If we can do that...
We can do anything.
We're unstoppable.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a world.
What was yours, Max?
I put being happy.
Where is it?
That's just... Well, I rubbed it off, but...
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Changed his mind. Ooh. You want to copy Devil's threesome,
don't you? You have to rub something out of the right.
Devil's twosome. Get out,
devil
lady.
Devil onesome.
It's a devil in the kids' pool.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not fucking wrong.
Mr. Top having a wank.
It's not even a kid's pool. It's just me.
That pool's never seen a kid.
Being happy.
What's the question again? The
greatest achievement.
We all know, don't we? We just got it on our cards here.
Just look at your cards, Tom. The question was, what is the greatest achievement...
Oh, he had to work his way in.
Sorry.
Speak of the devil.
He's spoken more on this podcast than the other week.
I landed on the wrong button there, sorry. What is the greatest achievement
in
life?
Yeah, because I just thought, yeah, it's a bit...
So you think the devil's threesome is the greatest achievement in life?
I would say so.
Mm. Really?
I mean, what did you put?
I thought being happy and surrounded by loved ones.
I guess that could be a devil's threesome for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to be happy, being happy all the time is not real or achievable. It's
so you're not happy while doing the devil's
threesome. You need light and shade, don't you? You need,
but also, they haven't put being happy all the time.
This is an achievement. No. Doesn't mean it's all
constant.
The time. It's just at some point, if you're happy and surrounded by loved ones.
Well, I was trying to think of a single moment where I thought, in that moment, you know, everything else aside.
So who's the guy?
Are you one of the guys?
Oh, yeah, I'd be one of the guys. I'm not a cook. I'm not sat in the corner watching.
I think it's...
this is great stuff, guys.
I would argue that possibly finding two willing women would be harder than finding a guy.
Nah, not for me.
It's not an angel.
No, you've not hung around in the circles with me. You're muttering.
No. Isn't it just a kid's pool?
No.
So if you had a threesome with Max and a woman, that would be... I can die happy now.
That's like the sort of thing you tell your kids about, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think...
Wear a condom.
You're not getting pregnant, mate, don't worry.
I just think after that, I'd be elevated onto like a different...
A different plane.
That's the way I see it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think all this shit is low-hanging fruit. Happy, I've been happy.
Have you?
You know, yeah. I'm surrounded by loved ones all the time. But this is something that so far has evaded me.
I feel like if you put your mind to it, you probably could do it.
I get what you mean. You know, you're happy sometimes, but only a devil's threesome can have you fulfilled.
Yeah.
You've heard stories about a foursome and it's possibly hurt that person for the rest of their life.
I wouldn't touch a foursome, no.
Odd numbers only.
Mm.
So a sevensome?
Yeah. I mean, you know, good.
Seven sons.
Seven kids from one family.
It sounds weird when you say it.
It's heartbreaking. Look, disagree. That's what this is about.
I thought yours would be to do with travelling, you know, wanting to travel all over and
I've
go
been
to
around.
Every continent.
I've been around, and you know what? Travelling for me is, again, it's easy. I go and do it. There's things I want to do, things I want to see.
Yeah.
I can go and do them.
Of course
and
you
I've
can.
Proven to myself now that I can. So they don't evade me, you know, in the real world and up here.
Yeah,
whereas this for me is a little bit different.
Into oneself, you know, exploring your own hidden
corners.
You don't
even need a threesome if you're doing that. Going into yourself.
No, of course
it can't
not.
Harm, though, can it?
Could harm.
Anything can harm.
You could definitely harm yourself trying to
Yeah.
Trying to get it up your
loved
arse.
Ones could harm you. You know?
Not in the same way, really. No.
Well, exactly well, in that way. Well,
not loved ones, they're bumming
you. Should hope not.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it depends, you know, everyone's different.
Well, I vote Smith, I think.
No, you I was don't thinking think I family, like being happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You don't think I like being happy? I love being happy. Nice.
You rubbed yours out, Max, which is very suspicious.
Yeah, far too suspicious. I think you thought
bro,
because I was being grilled, you thought I'll get away with this, I'll change it to something more plausible.
I'm not cheating.
We
cheating,
caught
mate.
You, pal.
Yeah. You'll probably check the
hook,
VAR.
Hook, line, and can... stinker.
Yeah.
Tom's opening up and you're just rubbing in the corner.
Yeah.
That's suspicious.
Don't get involved in this, all right?
What does yours say?
Fucking loved ones.
Enjoying happy times with loved ones.
What about on your own?
Very similar to mine.
Yeah, yeah. Achievement in that. You copied his answer,
cheat,
didn't you?
Cheat.
Tony,
cheat.
Cheat. Tony, an achievement if people see you doing it.
Is it?
You know, no one gets
so if we saw you doing the devil's threesome, that makes the achievement.
I guess you've got two witnesses.
I'd like to reject Cam's logic there.
I like his logic.
Well, so that I should do the devil's... I should,
yeah,
well,
you,
engage
yeah,
in the
you
devil's
have
threesome.
To, you have to let people
watch.
Front
of
other
people.
Engaged yeah. Oh, during yeah, you the devil's threesome.
No.
There's too
say
much
if
going
you,
on here.
Say if you came in here and told us you'd done it,
yep.
We'd all be a bit like, did
yeah,
you?
But if you came in here and said, oh, I've just spent some great time with some loved ones, I'd be like, nah, fam.
If you what? Came here and said, guys, I'm happy.
Nah.
You know?
This is more about you, Max, then. That's your response
100%.
To him, 100%.
You've got...
Nah, fam.
I didn't say it like that, though, did I?
It was me.
Nah, fam, now.
If you watch your back.
No, fam. I'm with you, Tom. Rejection.
You're not with him. You may strike that.
You're in a way, room for you? One more. Busy, mate. Busy.
What,
so
what
busy.
What would involve being happy for you,
just
Max?
Smiling, having a good time.
Shut up.
What do you mean, shut up?
Maybe,
you asked me a question.
Maybe stumble into a lovely devil's
shut up.
Stupid
the
twat.
Fucking worst, he wants to be a millionaire host ever. What's your answer to this question? Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, boy, your soapbars breaking off as soon as you look at them.
Just having a good time, isn't it?
Smiling and having a good time. I genuinely think that's a bit... You've had a lot of time to think about that as well.
Can we have the dictionary definition of being happy, please?
There's a lot of whistling.
I'm just jumping in my room, tapping my heels.
A bit of heel tapping.
Yippee! Yeah. The kid comes in the pool.
Yeah, it's too much for me, man. No! Yeah, I think it's Tom, mate.
I think it's Max.
I think Tom Defo.
He rubbed his hands.
Yeah, I think that
it's
is
too sauce.
You saw me turn it over and you
tells
saw
you everything
it
you need to know.
Happy.
And his hands are upside down now.
He's
been
up free
so many tricks.
Look, guys, love being happy.
If you can
catch
pitch
me
to
in the
us,
club. Yeah,
you've
okay.
got 15 seconds to just explain being happy in your life.
Okay, in my life.
And then we'll believe it.
Like
yeah.
my own personal happiness.
Yeah, no, not no. Mr. Top Hats.
Okay.
So what would being happy involve?
Two things. Either I'm with my friends, having a good time, but that's bog standard, boring. Or I'm at home, ooh, I've got a bucket of KFC with me. Or
that's
5 seconds.
That's
being happy.
I'm gonna have to vote Max on that.
I think we have to.
All right, are we ready to reveal? I think it's Tom. It stinks of Tom.
No, I think it's Max.
I think it's Max. He didn't even tell us if the lights were on while he was sat at home with his KFC.
Why do I need the lights on?
Fucking no, see
why
you're
is
eating?
That the one part of that whole thing? He knows it's like
he knows his way around a bucket of chicken in the dark.
The picture you paint's really depressing.
Why? Also, if anyone's telling a story, they never go, and the light was on.
I thought that's okay. I was kind of on your side for that bit.
You wouldn't believe this. You're reading a book.
Let me set the scene. All of this was visible.
At the end of every sentence.
And everyone saw everything that was described.
It was at the end of the book. It was a happy ever after. By the way, if I didn't mention it before at any point, everyone saw everything. The sun was out. The lights were on.
Just probably is the last word. I don't know.
Don't quote me on it.
The index of things that could be seen and couldn't be seen in the book.
It's bigger than the book itself.
Visible, not visible, obstructed view. Anyway, Matt, what was the question you had?
What's the greatest achievement in life?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, which means the faker has evaded us. Oh, Tom, yes. Was it you?
Yeah, something that you would never do sexually, although after this conversation, I've kind of taught myself into it.
Devil's threesome, eh?
I just had to say something, you know. Would you do a devil's threesome, Matt?
I've never felt less sexy in my life, so when I feel at that level, I'll...
You'd do anything.
Tom, get out.
Okay.
It's really put me off you, to be honest.
I was just a little bit worried because you said you don't feel sexy at all. Should we go to the bathroom and I'll try and sex you up a bit?
Yeah, hey, wouldn't say no.
Doesn't matter if you did.
Oh.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Room for three more.
Hello. Sure. Hello. Well, there is actually, because the other three just nipped off.
Thank you. Can I help you?
Oh, warm seat, warm seat.
Wagwan.
You've got soft hands.
Have you got soft hands?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right, innit? You're soft. What?
Oh, you should be nicer to the boy.
No.
No, you should be mad.
No, I would never be nice. I've never been nice to anyone. Hello, it's all right to be here, isn't it?
I think so. Who are you guys?
Who are we, he says.
That's rude.
Do you know each other?
Oh, we do.
Do we know each other?
We're like Snap, Crackle and Pop, us three.
Yeah, or the other ones.
Right, those are your actual names.
The other three famous ones.
As Mean.
My name's Mean, don't wear it out.
I'll let you introduce yourself.
Me, Dion.
And I'm Maud. And we're average at best.
We're average at best.
Average at best.
We rehearsed that on the bus.
Right.
Oh, look at that. Sorry,
we'll get there. We'll get there.
I was too busy driving at you.
I'm all out of sync.
So, what are you, a musical trio?
Are we a musical trio? Do we sound musical to you?
I don't know.
I'm all out of zinc as well.
You should have some more bananas in your life.
Shut up about bananas, would you? Sorry.
Guys,
so, how do you three know each other then?
Well, we met, didn't we? We met.
We did.
We met.
As the story goes.
Start of a crazy story that we met. Yeah.
Was there any witnesses to this? At a roadside cookout. Yeah.
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 We were all invited to the cookout.
Right.
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't allowed because I said some things in the past, but they were, weren't you?
Well, I pulled up to the cookout.
Oh.
You did.
Yeah. And as I get out of my car, I mowed down.
Oh.
Are you still wearing the bandages to this day?
I've never recovered.
Such a bad incident.
Never recovered, have I?
How long ago was this?
I can't remember.
Oh, a while back.
Yeah, a while
back. Medication's so strong.
I didn't have a beard back then.
You know, beforehand, they say, was a high-flying lawyer with a young family.
Really?
Real young family.
You stay away from my young family, please.
No, they're all gone now.
rightfully so.
Were they mowed down as well?
Yeah, hopefully so, mate.
What?
Oh, so it affected your memory then?
Mm.
Can you see?
I can see everything, mate. I can see the stars. And
We're right over here.
Yeah, we're amongst the stars, we are. We're destined for greatness. You've probably got a few questions for us. Sorry, it's a bit blurry. Are you a paedophilic owl?
Yes, I've had this before.
Are you twins? This is wild.
Is that because you're pointing at me? That'd be a bit horrible.
I'd never point at you. But I guess I just did. I'm so sorry.
You can be nice when you want to be.
I can, but I shouldn't be because I'm mean. I'm a mean.
Why are you so mean?
It's just the way I was raised.
You seem like you're quite normal, except you just say the C word occasionally.
Yeah, it's really annoying. It's really not helpful.
I've always found you to be such a gentleman.
Just a bit of a potty mouth.
No, I'm horrible, me.
Just again, you say
just
this.
Catch me on the wrong mood. Oh, I say horrible things.
Not the wrong mood.
Oh, Dion.
Me, Dion.
You're not Dion.
No, he is.
Yes.
He is. Oh,
sorry.
You're Peter for the girl.
Oh, yes, sorry. Dion.
You need more than sorry.
What's going on with you?
Check my young family.
You pedo owl?
No, I'm not.
What sort of pedo are you?
Oh, he comes an from owl, mean I guess. Stuff, I bet.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those kids.
You feel bad for them, do you?
No, no, it's
you. You are one mean, mean man. Get a proper run, did you know? Oh,
I hope they're receiving the appropriate care.
Get them to call me, I'll sort out their therapy bills. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're a ruthless bastard.
I'm horrible sometimes. Catch me on the wrong day of the week, I'll say some horrible stuff. What's your question, Izzy?
Sorry, so it's just Dion.
No, me, Dion.
Dion, what's going on? What you wear and where you come from, kind of thing.
Not seen anything like this before.
Well, I'm just more so. It's a podcast, so it's for audio listeners. Yeah. I'm thinking, Dion.
Well, I'm embracing my roots, my Jamaican roots.
Uh huh.
Bring a bit of diversity to what we've got going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Need diversity.
You don't seem too Jamaican.
Oh, well, I am. I thought I'll have you know.
I don't think that's a very nice question to ask.
No, Jamaican, I'm angry.
Yeah, I am.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of my ancestors was one of the first settlers to the island. Had a baby with a local.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky lady.
So I've always had this connection, you see.
No, I see, yes.
He doesn't see colour except for yellow, hence the glasses.
Oh, yes. Well, that's hardly ideal, is it?
Why?
Well, what do you mean? Highly ideal.
It just doesn't help, I guess.
Oh, doesn't it help?
It's not.
All he knows.
It's not great, is it?
No, but if you've lived like it your whole life, then it's not an issue.
I don't have to rely on you to defend me. To speak up for me.
You've assumed my skin colour behind these bandages.
I haven't said anything about your skin colour, sir.
Oh, he's white.
You said about a lack of diversity.
He's as white as they come.
And they come pretty white. That's me being mean.
I'm still not convinced.
Catch him at the club being mean.
Catch him on the wrong day.
Oh,
it's not this day though, is it? The day we're on the podcast. Promoting.
Promoting.
Yeah, what are you promoting?
Average at best.
Average at best, you.
I'm not sure what average your best is.
It's our new, it's our new show podcast.
Fuck off. That's so weird.
Promote our new podcast, Average Your Best.
Oh, right. And what's that all about, Chad?
The rest is Average Your Best.
Mm. Average Your Best?
Yep.
Oh, we cover it all.
Right. What do you cover then?
What's on the team?
Stick to Average Your Best.
What don't we talk about? Politics, we don't do that.
Don't really understand it, to be honest with you.
Sport, no.
No. Cool runnings, though.
Current affairs, we don't touch that.
No. Old affairs either, though, no. I don't, because I don't read the newspaper.
I can't read.
No, because of your illiteracy.
Is there a maths element to your
maths?
Podcast?
Maths? What?
No core subjects.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'll tell you the maths. Mean plus median plus mode equals great entertainment for the podcast.
Yeah, that's 2 hours of non-stop chat every day.
This
yeah.
2 hours a day, every day.
Bloody hell.
Every 2 hours.
I wouldn't
every
mind
two
one of these
hours.
Anecdotes. Maybe like, what after you met at the cookout, what was your first adventure?
I was hit by a car.
Yeah.
So I went to St. John's Hospital.
I meant together.
I'm not allowed in the hospital, so I waited outside at the smoking area.
Why aren't you allowed in?
Because I'm too healthy, and I would embarrass all the other customers.
Customers.
What would you call her?
Queued up with the vending machine.
The patrons
of the great hospital.
Of the great St. John's Hospital.
Too bloody healthy. I'd be walking through the wards going, nothing wrong with me.
So mean.
That's so mean of me, isn't
Finally,
it?
Finally, we're getting somewhere with this mean.
It's very mean.
I was worried that you were actually called Me-Ann.
Me-Ann! Yeah, you know her. She's lives down street.
Your Ann?
Yeah, my Ann.
And how were you involved
in
this story?
I drove him to the hospital.
And who drove into him, if you don't mind me asking?
Him.
Oh, see, I assumed that was a pretty mean thing to do, running him over.
I'm not that mean.
Well, you crouched down.
That's a fucking outrageous thing to put on me.
I was parking in my designated space at the cookout.
Well, I've never been to a cookout before, have I? I don't know where you park and where you don't park.
And he's not been to one since.
Of course he hasn't.
He's only just got out of the hospital.
PTSD.
Great new character.
Already done.
That the first time you're hearing about who ran you over then?
What?
Is that the first time you're hearing that it was Dion that
What
hit
do you think from his bloody reaction?
Dion ran me over?
No. No, I never did such a thing. I was straight to him, took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Make sure he was seen to.
St. John's Hospital.
Yeah, St. John's Hospital.
Where I was in the smoking
Where
area.
Where we putting into this guy?
Not literally, because that'd leave me all over the floor.
Maybe what was your second adventure you all went
well,
on?
Well, he popped
as a trio.
In to turn off the machine, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I did. I need to charge my bloody.
He was going room to room.
Yeah,
weren't
you? No, yeah. I'm looking for a place to charge me thing.
Just pulling plugs.
All the plugs. Yeah. Luckily, no one was hurt.
They were.
So they were.
Of course, they were.
It's the first time hearing of these.
Seem very concerned for a meme, man.
But I'm just worried because if anyone's died on my watch, then that makes me a
even
murderer.
Meaner.
Well, not me. I don't care about the meme thing. I just don't want to go to prison.
Mean man like you going to do in prison?
That's a prison.
Oh,
it's
God.
The perfect place for a bastard like you.
On the right day, bloody hell, yeah. Bloody hell. Keep away from him.
Washing for him.
Pardon?
Be doing everyone's washing for him.
Well, yeah, no, that's just a great way to integrate yourself into the prison, isn't it?
Mean by reputation and nothing else.
He's mean. He's mean. He is. He has my name, don't wear it out.
My lady.
How are your bones?
Aching, of course. I was peppered to the floor by her. By a Vauxhall Toyota.
You drive one of them,
I do as it goes, mean.
What's the friendship going to be like after you mowed him down? Do you see yourselves continuing?
Mowed him down? No,
I think you have.
I never mowed him down.
I think you have. The description matches it. The car, the witnesses.
Sorry, the Vauxhall Toyota. You see many of them, do you?
No, I don't, but...
This
but
guy's a witness.
What's wrong with me being a witness?
Oh, you're one mean bastard. You'll say anything.
I know, but I will probably
go
say
anything. He won't say anything nice, I tell you that. You try and find
chance to be a fine thing.
Try and find a clip of him saying something nice or reasonable. Good luck with that.
I'll probably stick to what the legal requirement of a witness is meant to do.
I'm only friends with him because I'm scared to not be friends with him.
Scared stiff.
I don't know what life would be like if he wasn't by my side.
Every time you go through traffic light, it must always be amber for you.
Because of these.
Because everything you see is yellow.
But there's three lights. You kind of, you know what they are.
Do you? What one's the top one?
Green.
Oh. What over this?
One of my funny stories.
Oh,
yes,
go
please.
On.
I've got so many.
I think he's caught in a loop.
Yeah, well, you don't care, do you? You don't give. You couldn't give two flying fucks. You bastard.
Look, all I want to say is, you know, he's a good man. He's a good man. He doesn't.
Oh, that's. If you're going to be vicious like that, I'll leave now, actually. I'll leave now.
He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, why would you say that to him?
Oh, he's a hero. He's done so much for his country. He's a veteran, I think. Oh. I don't know.
I can't forget I'm dressed like this.
Oh. He's bloody slow, isn't he?
Don't go!
Hurry up, you...
Sit down. Tell what you used to... Sit down.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
I think. Is he?
He's off. He's off.
I think he's going to sit down. It's just hard to tell.
He goes.
Sit down.
Is he doing one of his dances?
No, he's doing one of his bits where he gets up and then he doesn't get far and then he sits down.
Shit. Oh, he's as funny as the first time
he's
I saw
funny,
it.
He's funny as fuck.
He's one of the funniest men I know. I'm probably going to have to go, though.
Yeah,
I've got to.
You're not going to leave him there like that, are you? That's not like you.
Is that my bloody job to pick him up, you...
No, there we go. It is like you, is it?
Fucking pissing me off him. Let me help him up.
Oh, are you sure?
No, how mean. How very mean.
You're going to have your way with me.
Yeah, I'm a bastard.
I've seen this one before. I've seen this one before.
Thank you. See you later, you nasty man.
Oh, bye.
All the best.
Bye, see you, Dion.
Yeah, bye.
All the best, mate.
Hey, fellas.
It's the final question.
This segment is the final question.
So sprung that on us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can't deal with this.
Yes, you can.
And that is often the final segment of the show.
Yeah.
Is
very
it?
Very often.
Very often it will, yeah, it will prove to be.
You can still do more, though, just without asking questions.
Yeah, could. We can do.
That tends not to be what we do, though, isn't
no.
it?
No. This yeah. this always is pretty much
yeah,
a final
okay.
segment.
All right, I believe you.
Okay, so this is one that we've seen.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Stephen. This is the final
Hi,
question.
Ethan as well. Yes.
What have you got for us, Stephen?
Stephen.
No! He looks more like Cameron.
Oh,
Stephen.
It does.
Yeah, that'll be the final segment, eh? We lose our minds. Yeah, bloody hell.
And then you've got us two twins yeah. over here.
Devil's three.
Those two devils.
Yeah. Ladies. Well, lady.
Yep, singular.
Ladies, okay.
This is one we've seen on TikTok.
No.
So, who would win a half marathon? Mo Farah or Luke Littler? If after every mile, this, yeah. they had to check out 5:01.
It was 5K when I saw it. Well, they were doing...
Half marathon one, and I half saw the half marathon yeah. one.
Well, it's Luke Littler. Every day of the week.
Yeah, I think Mo Farah wins if it's a half marathon.
No.
Half
no.
marathon, yeah.
I think it's Luke Littler.
No, impossible
it is. Check out.
I think because checking out, if you'd like, I'm assuming, do you know what, I'm making the assumption that here's the Mo thing, doesn't throw.
Exactly.
Yeah, but here's the thing that you're not sort of thinking of. Let's how long's a half marathon?
13 point something miles.
He could walk
okay,
it.
6 miles in, Luke Litter's
yeah, he's not running, is he? He could just walk it.
Yeah. And walking half
Mo
marathon.
Mo Farah's not going to check out before
he will because you get down to double one.
You know, I know, but even I'm just that I get out, but then I'm still thinking that if that's the way it's going, you're not very good.
I'd back Mo Farah.
I find doubles really difficult.
Because it's more like Luke Littler's more likely to have an issue with the running than Mo Farah is in terms of like
yeah,
fitness
then,
or injury.
I guess Cameron does make a good point. He could just walk it.
Yeah, but it still take ages.
Yeah, so
darts isn't a sport that requires much cardio.
I suppose Luke could be tired as well
yeah.
when he comes to throw. So he'll still do it very quickly.
Surely it's outdoors. Fine. There's wind.
Oh yeah,
windy room.
Well,
windy room. Now we're getting into.
We're making an assumption that Mo Farah can't throw a dart.
I know that's
that,
yeah.
He could have like a 30 average. He just keeps picking it off.
I think
you
know
he's
what
always
I'm thinking.
So much
I'm
quicker.
Thinking
yeah, but you learn.
Photo finish.
If they were doing just the race without the darts, I think Mo Farah beats him by a couple of hours. Could he check out 13 times in a couple of hours? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, maybe. Yeah.
No, but he's got to check out after every mile, right?
Yeah, so 13 times.
But and then you just get infinite amount of darts, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mo every day of the week.
I suppose he could just
yeah.
like
not
throw
every
him
day
fast
of the week.
As fast as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously
catch him on the
Sunday,
wrong day
yeah,
when he's feeling mean.
Yeah, that
was those days.
Calling him names while he's throwing his darts.
Oh yeah. That's helping Luke up if he falls over. Checking on his welfare.
You also won't need an infinite amount of darts. You can just take the three out the board again and just...
He wasn't saying that.
Oh, sorry, but... Oh, infinite amount of throws.
Fucking
sorry.
Hell.
Yeah, sorry.
Stupid owl.
A million darts.
There's not enough darts in the world.
We could have solved the hunger crisis by replicating a million bits of food, but instead we've just made loads of darts.
Factories manufacturing darts.
Oh, we did it the first time. Yeah. Oh, what's the point? I agree. I think it's Mo Farah.
I'll bat Luke to make it interesting. But I think it'd be closer than you think.
Do you know what? I think.
I think it would be close.
You could make it happen.
Mm. I could.
Ooh. Nah, put your mind to it, mate. You could do anything.
What if, like, Farah would be more likely to miss, wouldn't he? What if he damages? What if he damages like one of the flights, and he spends so much time trying to get the flight back onto the dart to do it frays at the end, and you're just trying to like squeeze
yeah.
it back on?
What if we waste what like 7 or 8 hours? On
yeah,
that?
that's time
feeling
consuming.
A bit shaky after the run.
Yeah.
He's
not
running.
Mo's not shaking.
Hopefully, falls over.
Mm.
Ooh, that's a good possibility.
And he lands
isn't it?
On his back.
There's got to be something in between
up.
An infinite amount of darts
yeah.
and three darts, though. So we could probably
just,
replace one of them.
I don't know if
them.
I can think of a number like that, though. What if the race course was one of those sort of escalators you get at the airport?
Oh, good
Ooh.
Point. It's tricky
okay.
for darts, that, as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you just move past the dartboard and then you'd have to go all the way back.
Go on the flight, enjoy the holiday, come back.
It's silly, that, isn't it? Nonsensical.
Yeah.
Is it? I
so.
Don't know about that. Enjoying a holiday. Free to do whatever you want, mate. I will enjoy mine.
Well, who we picking then?
Well, we've said it a million times.
Things.
Mo Farah. No.
Well, are we all good with that?
I said no. Luke. I said Luke. But that's
what's the answer?
But that's the White Noise podcast. Thanks for watching.
They've not done it.
What do you mean, what's the answer?
What's the point in all this then?
What's the answer?
It's Jerry will win. Everyone? Jerry will win.
Just Jerry.
Yeah,
Thomas Jerry.
He's like the just a regular guy that you know. He's like the you know when you do an experiment, you need like a regular guy.
Never met someone called Jerry.
Well, you haven't lived.
Jerry, change your life.
Great new character.
Jerry, change your life. Look forward to him next week.
Yeah.
He could be great.
Could I ask a question? Well, this Mo chat's just got me curious.
No, yeah. We've had the final question. There's no more questions. Yeah. We said
can you find a way around it?
Without asking it as a question.
Yeah, you find a way around it.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can.
Go on.
So I sign out the podcast.
Mo Salah.
No. Thank you for watching the White Noise podcast. I've been joined by Max Smuts.
Hey guys, what a pleasure it's been.
Is that all you've got to say?
Well, I can say more.
Oh, I thought you were working
just
on
just the whole podcast.
Enough!
You
were... Tom Looney. Looney.
Looney.
Looney.
Looney.
See Jimmy G.
Yes.
And Ethan James.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hold the applause.
And Stephen.
No.
Yay. Yay.